Just one other follow-up question. So what we see in our patterns of care studies is the people who generally use those stents, AC, paclitaxel, and then node positive or high-risk node negative situation, also not only commonly use it with trastuzumab, which we'll talk about in a second, but frequently will use AC dose stents without a taxane. And what you hear them say is, we see these people go through the AC part of dose stents so much easier going that way that it just seems easier on the patient. And of course, the CALGB trial uses dose stents AC without a taxane as one of the therapies, as the control arm. What are your thoughts? And you can see there's a mixed view. Actually, a lot of you feel that it's not appropriate. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think I was the one person who said yes commonly. And the reason for that is twofold. One is just because I was very reassured by the long-term safety data from the 9741 trial showing safety with regard to cardiac toxicity and secondary leukemias with dose stents therapy. And secondly, from actually the Canadian trial demonstrating that there might be some treatment effect by attenuating or shortening the interval for only the anthracycline component of therapy.
For the people who don't utilize this approach, again, trying to tease out how strongly you feel about it, the patient comes to you for a second opinion who's had dose stents AC without a taxane recommended. Do you say, I don't think this is appropriate, or this is kind of acceptable, but not what I might do? How strongly, for example, Eric, how strongly do you feel about it one way or the other?